F1 high-speed accident raises safety concerns. On Sunday, a frightening high-speed accident occurred during the Japanese Grand Prix at Suzuka, leaving Haas driver Ollie Bearman with a right knee contusion. Bearman was chasing Alpine driver Franco Colapinto for 15th position when he lost control of his car on the run to Spoon Curve, a notorious area where drivers have struggled with super clipping. The accident occurred when Bearman attempted to avoid Colapinto's slowing car by making a sharp left turn, but instead bounced across the grass and slammed into the barriers at high speed. Fortunately, no other cars were in his path, allowing him to extricate himself from the wreckage without major injury. Bearman was taken to the medical center where he received treatment for a right knee contusion, which is expected to keep him out of action for an extended period. The severity of the impact was confirmed by Haas, with Bearman suffering a 50G crash. The incident has sparked concerns about the safety of high-speed racing in Formula One, particularly given the introduction of new regulations that have led to increased speeds on the track. Drivers are now facing the challenge of managing their speed and positioning on the circuit, which can be fraught with risk. Bearman's comments after the accident highlighted the need for teams to work together to ensure driver safety. He acknowledged that the car was damaged beyond repair but expressed his gratitude that he had escaped serious injury. The FIA has been working closely with teams, power unit manufacturers, and drivers to address concerns about the new regulations. However, the incident at Suzuka serves as a stark reminder of the risks involved in high-speed racing and the need for ongoing improvement. Colapinto's involvement in the accident was also notable, as he had initially slid past Bearman across the grass into Spoon. The driver expressed relief that Bearman had escaped injury, but acknowledged the significant speed difference between their cars. The incident has sparked a wider debate about the safety of Formula One and the need for more effective space management on the track. Drivers are now facing new challenges in managing their speed and positioning, which can be critical in preventing accidents. As the sport looks to the future, drivers and teams will need to work together to address these concerns and ensure that safety protocols are in place to mitigate high-speed collisions. The incident at Suzuka is a wake-up call for the Formula One community, highlighting the importance of prioritizing driver safety above all else.